What this is reminding me of when you're talking about the meaning beyond the symbolicity is it's making me think about some of Rickert's reliance on Heidegger and this idea that the interesting quote from Rickert riffing off of Heidegger is that we do not add meaning downstream. Our experience is one where something is always already interpreted as something. I'm still quoting here. In other words, what we do is always in the form of historically enculturated practices, most of which remain tacit or ambient in our everyday doings. That's on page 172. So I'm thinking about that Smashing Pumpkin sound, whether it's live or whether it's listening to Siamese Dream, and how my reaction to it, or the way it changes me, or the way it moves me in some way, whether it's emotional, but it's more than emotional, right? That is something that hits me in a moment. It all comes to me, and I don't stop and think, oh, that's an interesting sound there. I wonder how they got that drum sound, or I wonder how they did the guitar. Is that five guitars overlaid of each other, or is that 15 at that moment? And sure, I can stop and think that, but the immediacy of it, it comes before that. There's something that's straight ahead and right away, and that's something we've talked a little bit about before, trying to wrap our heads around how that concept of the totality of meaning, that Heideggerian the message hits us. It's ontologically present in the world, but also we make sense of it phenomenologically, and what that has to do with ambient rhetoric.